A senior tax official said on Thursday that 18% sales tax will be imposed on imported raw materials being used in exportable goods, amid a bizarre contradiction in the International Monetary Fund, IMF's policy to compel Pakistan to simultaneously charge minimum and standard income tax rates from exporters. The member tax policy of the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, Dr. Najib Memon, disclosed on Thursday that the IMF had asked the FIBR to retain 1% minimum income tax on exporters while introducing the standard 29% income tax due to a lack of certainty about the revenues from the new measure. Before the last budget, the exporters were subject to only 1% income tax under the final tax regime, which the government changed to the standard 29% rate. The member policy made the disclosure in a meeting of the National Assembly Standing Committee on Finance that discussed the issue of charging double taxes from the exporters. Such double taxation was also contrary to international best practices. The committee members and the Karachi Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KCCI, proposed that the FIBR should withdraw the 1% minimum income tax after it had already started charging 29% income tax. However, Memon disclosed that the minimum tax on the gross receipts of the exporters cannot be withdrawn because the IMF had asked to retain it for at least 2 to 3 years. It is highly unfair to simultaneously retain both the regimes of minimum and standard income tax, remarked Chairman of the Standing Committee, Syed Navid Kamar of the PPP. He went on to say that the FIBR did not want to work and was comfortable collecting taxes by sitting in their rooms. There was no immediate independent verification of the FIBR's claim about the IMF. There have been incidents in the past where the FIBR used the name of the IMF to impose certain taxes for the sake of its own revenues. Memon said that it was the IMF that asked, in order to remain certain, the government should retain both the minimum income tax and introduce the standard rate too. He explained that the minimum tax was not refundable and the exporter has to pay both levies. Kamar also expressed displeasure about the absence of FIBR chairman, Rashid Langrial, from the committee meeting. Memon said that Langrial was in the IMF meeting. However, the standing committee chairman replied that he was coming from the IMF PM luncheon meeting and the FIBR chairman was not there. According to the proposed amendment, the tax payable by a full-time teacher or a researcher employed in a non-profit education or research institution duly recognized by the Higher Education Commission, HEC, a board of education or a university recognized by the HEC, including government research institutions, shall be reduced by an amount equal to 25% of tax payable on his income from salary.